Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia. Today, I would like to welcome Jessica O'Donnell, the Executive Vice President of Affiliated Chambers for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Welcome again, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
And Michael Woodland, the co-owner of Dan's Camera City and Fast Signs in Easton. Welcome.
And the chair of the Nazareth Business Council.
Aha. Very important while you're here. Jessica, you've had 5 ribbon cuttings over the past few months.
Yes.
2 on the way.
Yes. We're welcoming new businesses in the Nazareth community almost every day, I feel like. I've definitely kept Mike and the entire board very busy as we welcome these new business owners as they open their doors to our beautiful community.
And these are new businesses.
Correct.
What types of businesses are they?
Well, a lot of what we've seen coming to Nazareth has been eateries recently.
Yes.
We've had Mad J's Barbecue, which is fantastic. We did a ribbon cutting for them. They opened up. We also have tomorrow, I believe it is,
Fuse
Nutrition.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We were at Substation as well, which is a great sandwich shop.
And Nazonut.
And oh, how can I forget Nazonut? Yes.
What's that?
It's donuts. However, the owner, Helena, has a special ingredient. And I want to tell you, I'm not a big donut person, but they melt in your mouth.
Yeah, excellent.
The dough is fantastic, and they have some gourmet options with stuffing or a filling that is Nutella and all kinds of wonderful items.
Bacon.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Dan, you live in Nazareth.
Yeah, unfortunately, about a 1-minute drive from Nazareth.
Good for them.
And so you have a reason to know all these good businesses.
Yes. Well, being a business owner myself, it's always encouraging when other businesses are opening. It's a healthy sign for the economy, which is important for every business to have.
Let's talk about cameras in the economy, if we can, just for a second. The camera business, the photography business, has changed with the phones.
Yes.
How have you adapted?
Well, thanks. It's been a process. You know, digital came on pretty strong many years ago. In fact, it was somewhat the impetus for why Dan decided to retire, because kind of as you were relating earlier with your career, you know, he saw there was a lot of change coming, and at his
right.
age, he said, I don't think I really have the energy to do what's going to be needed. So Kevin Hereda, who was with me at Dan's for quite a number of years together, we decided to purchase it from him. And we've been very fortunate that a lot of the things we've adapted to have allowed us to stay competitive and to continue prospering. We've really focused a lot on the customer's needs, the customer's experience, and adapted to what is it they want to do with their imaging and found ways to still be relevant.
So when a person comes in, now you've got, 15,000 square feet in your store? It's a big place.
Yes.
You really have to kind of go through a diagnostic of their needs in order to find out if they should work with their phone or maybe and get some add-ons to their phone. You have an app?
That's actually a good way to describe it. We really try to find out what is the person's goal. Because for us, I don't want to say it doesn't matter what device they're using, but more importantly, it's that you accomplish your goal. So we have classes for getting better photos with your smartphone. If that's really all the level of photographer you want to be, there's certainly a lot of things they can do. But having a better understanding of how they work, what their limitations are, and how to maximize them gets you a better result for the situation you're in. Obviously, if you're thinking of doing more, we have rental gear. We have a lot of people who will rent higher-end equipment to see if it's right for them or decide which.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, which brand, which company. Because it's a big transition right now with what's called mirrorless cameras coming in. So this is a new type of camera that still has interchangeable lenses, so you have all the flexibility of putting different lenses on for different needs, but they can shoot faster because they don't have a mirror mechanism moving up and down like a conventional camera.
Right.
So a lot of benefits, but oftentimes these are cameras that are now, the low-end cameras really have gone away, so you don't have $300, $400 cameras anymore, which means people obviously want to make sure that the purchase that they're doing is the right purchase for them. If you're looking at spending, I think our average sale now is probably around $3,000. So at that point, you want to have some confidence that what you're choosing is going to do what you're hoping it does.
So it sounds like if you ever do a program on change management, Mike might be the perfect person to come bring into your seminar because you've done such a great job adapting to what the current need is.
It's a lot of fun because I enjoy it. We've recently just redone our apps. So if you are a smartphone user, We now have not just an Apple, but also an Android app that lets you not only submit images for prints and gifting items, but also allows you to see what classes we offer and when. So you can register right on your phone. You can, again, see what rental equipment we have, and you can reserve it right on your phone. So it's a matter of just staying relevant where people are and making sure we're filling their needs.
So you have classes also?
A lot of different classes ranging from what we call talking head presentations in one of our two classrooms to full-day adventures out in the field on a bus going to a wolf preserve. I mean, it's really a wide range of offerings.
Okay, well, let's jump into the season here. It's the holiday season coming up, and once again, Dan, I understand you had a Santa seminar in your store.
Well, we do Santas at now six locations. This was something we started a number of years ago when a local shopping center came to us and said we'd really like to have better Santa photos than we're getting currently. So we've been doing school photos for a number of years, so we took that on as well. It's a very similar type of situation, and we found we were able to do it very well. So we're now up to six locations, and we have about 50 people on our Santa photo crew. And they were in for training the other day. It was an impressive sight.
The true holiday helpers over there.
Do you have any advice to the Santa or the elves, if there should be a baby who just isn't that happy?
Well, that never happens with Santa, obviously.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Our main thing is, again, just trying to get a wonderful experience for the entire family. Our Santas are very good at, you know, if you have someone who's a little anxious or nervous, coaching them to come up. But at the same time, we also don't press it. What we find oftentimes is more mom or dad is the one that's really got their heart intent, and they just want to shove the kid on there crying and everything. You know, we'll snap a couple quick ones because sometimes that big, bright red, screaming, teary-eyed face is great when they turn 16.
Those are the ones that you can look back at and say, okay, remember when you're really happy at this point in your life? A lot of things going on in the Nazareth area for the holidays.
Yes.
Jessica, what's coming up?
So we have one of our biggest, jolliest events coming up on December 14th. It's called Christmas in Nazareth. I've been involved the last 2 years with that event, and every year it's continued to grow. We've enhanced it as the committee and the board has enhanced it to get more people involved. It is a true community event. It's from 12 to 4. We have events, craft vendors at Moravian Historical Society, NEDC, the Farmers Market, is doing a pop-up winter market with us. We have Santa at the library. Tons of buy-in from local businesses. We have what's called the Elf Trail Passport, where people can get a free passport and go into the different businesses where they're offering children's activities or cookies or something like that and get this passport stamped. And our main goal with that is to get foot traffic into our businesses to showcase what we all have to offer and also make sure people are supporting local shopping small throughout the holidays. So it's a great opportunity for our businesses to get involved. We have a trolley. Easton Coach provides a shuttle, I should say, around to five different locations. The churches are involved. I mean, it is a lot of people, right, involved in that event, but we need that because it's such a big event and we want to be all-inclusive of everybody in Nazareth.
It's a true community-wide event. You know, this has really grown over the years. I've been on the Nazareth Business Council for several years, and this started off mainly focused at the Moravian Historical Society site, which is a beautiful building in downtown Nazareth. And fortunately, it has taken on a bit of a life of its own as more community members have come on board, both businesses and, as Jessica mentioned, the churches, the Y is involved. And what I love about it is I don't think any of the events are a cost.
No.
So you have events all around the town that are completely free and appropriate for any age level.
So when does the holiday season officially start in the Nazareth area?
It feels like 6 months ago because we've been planning for it. I would say
it's a big deal.
November 1st, I'm really starting to see a lot of our local businesses offering holiday specials. I mean, we're coming up to Small Business Saturday on November 30th, so we're encouraging our businesses to also have specials. But I would really say, like, November 1st, I'm starting to see on social media in the windows that here's your holiday opportunity to start shopping.
What is Small Business Saturday?
Small Business Saturday, American Express runs it. However, in all our communities, in Nazareth in particular, we do events. We're called champions, if you will. We organize events to encourage foot traffic into our businesses. So Nazareth Business Council has partnered up with NEDC, the Farmers Market, Liz Wyant, where we have asked businesses to give swag, tchotchkes into bags, but also to give us a coupon. And people are pre-registering for these goodie bags. They will come pick them up at the farmer's market between 9 and 1. Yes, 9 and okay. 1. Well, they'll get the bags, and then you will see people all throughout our businesses. I participated in it last year, and it was so great to see the foot traffic. We had a beautiful day, thank goodness. But our businesses appreciate that. Again, we're getting people into their stores.
Yeah, although, it's a great tie-on with what American Express started some years ago, mm-hmm. which the whole impetus is to really focus on shopping local. It's been great for local independent businesses such as Dan's to have a focus by, you know, somebody the size of American Express saying there is value in shopping at the people in your community. It's something that doesn't cost us anything. I mean, obviously, we accept American Express sure. cards, but it doesn't cost us anything. And every year they have a wonderful support kit that comes out with mm-hmm. Items to help us promote the event. It's really a great event. It's, you know, the Saturday after Black Friday, so it's a perfect time.
How many people do you expect?
Well, last year we gave out 50 goodie bags, and we were only given 50, and people were coming back, and they're like, can I get something? And we didn't have anything, but we still encouraged them to go to the businesses because they're offering the sales.
Now, we always talk about economic impact on the show. What would you say are some of the biggest economic impacts? I mean, I'm guessing that if you're encouraged to go to Nazareth, as we're encouraging people to do today, hopefully they come back.
Well, that's certainly the idea, isn't it? I have to admit, I grew up on the other side of the valley in Emmaus, and to me, Nazareth was just this far-off little town. And I'm very encouraged now when I go back to Emmaus and see how that has grown, and just the number of businesses and diverse shops, everything that's there, it's wonderful. And I'm really hoping we can see some more of that spark happen in Nazareth, because we have a great foundation. There's now a wonderful brew pub with great food. There's obviously the variety of pizza places, but we're seeing more places with Nazanut coming in. The first restaurant week that we ran, the Nazareth Business Council was great. We had, I think, 14 different restaurants
yes.
from Lower Nazareth, Upper Nazareth, Bushkill Township, you know, the borough, obviously. So we're really just trying to get people exposed to what the community has to offer. Because obviously, once you enjoy one of these businesses, you're going to be far more likely to want to return to it.
And I think we're very fortunate. We have a wonderful school system in Nazareth. So we're seeing definitely a trend of younger families coming into the area. And some of these younger families, they want to stay in their community. So like he mentioned, Mike mentioned Birthright Brewing. On a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it is packed in there. And we're so lucky to have Birthright in that community and really, you know, see the younger families. And they're actually kid-friendly, too, in this brew pub. You'll see kids playing Jenga and Operation. So it's so great to see, you
shuffleboard,
know, shuffle, yeah, all that, you know, to have that. So I think the school system is really attracting a lot of people. And then I know that even the business owners that have opened their doors in the last couple months, they're from the community. They moved to the community. Now they opened up a business in our community. So it's just great to see the full circle.
Wow, that's terrific. Let's take a short break here. And when we come back, we will talk about some of the specific events that are going on in the Nazareth area.
That's wonderful.
I'm Greg Caponia, and this is On Every Main Street.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and joining me is Jessica O'Donnell from the Lehigh Valley Chamber.
Hello.
And Mike Woodland, co-owner of Dan's Camera City and Fast Signs of Easton. Why are people moving to Nazareth?
Well, Greg, I can tell you, I know several years ago, my wife and I, when our daughter was approaching school age, we decided to enter the school district there because of all the successes it was having even back at that time, about 10, 12 years ago now. And it's funny because a lot of the people who I interact with in the area tell me that they came to Nazareth specifically because of the school district.
Uh-huh. Well, by the time this airs, the Easton Nazareth game will have occurred. But any predictions?
Oh, it's tough because my wife's family is all from Easton. So we're a bit of a house divided. My daughter cheers for Nazareth, so we're going to go with Nazareth.
We'll see what happens there. Jessica, let's talk about the coat drive.
Yes. So we have partnered up with Audiology Services, a local business in Nazareth, to host a coat drive. So we are hosting it at Martin Qatar on Thursday, December 12th. So we're looking forward to that, to basically give back in the community. So we have reached out to local churches. We've reached out to the school district for maybe families in need. So we are asking everybody to either bring a money donation or coats, and that way we can give them to people, you know, in need for the colder months.
Have you done the coat drive in the past?
We have not.
So this is your first?
Yes, it is.
Do you have an expectation?
Go big, 100 plus. That's what I would like.
Okay, so you heard it here. Jessica would like to raise, at least get enough money or have at least 100 coats supplied.
Yes.
Is it more children? Is it adults? Or does it matter?
All ages.
All ages.
Yes.
Bring a coat.
Yes.
You've got a restaurant week coming up.
Yes. So we had our first ever restaurant week, the first week in September. Like Mike had mentioned, we had about 14 or 15 businesses participate. The feedback from the businesses and the community and how much they love this restaurant week. And really, we weren't reinventing the wheel. Other communities, Bethlehem, Allentown, Easton, all do a restaurant week. And we figured, why not Nazareth? Why has it taken us this long to do that? So the buy-in from the businesses, actually during the week, we had restaurants that did not participate that said, hey, can I join on board? I was like, yeah, sure, but you missed all the marketing. Should have did it the first time. We had over 18,000 views. People were commenting, 82 shares. I mean, people were so excited that they could come to Nazareth because we're much more than pizzerias. And again, like Mike had mentioned, we're Upper Nazareth, Lower Nazareth, Bushkill. So we have businesses, and basically it's an eatery. It doesn't even have to be dine-in. You could take out. So we had some of those businesses participate too as well.
I'm not sure people know, the individual businesses know how much e-marketing goes on behind the scenes by your chamber.
Yes.
Which, once again, we should add, is the sixth largest chamber in the country. I keep saying that because people don't really realize that.
No.
This is a huge chamber.
It is.
So the amount of outreach that occurs on a daily basis that the chamber provides,
yes,
brings people to these events. So if you're a restaurant in Nazareth and you hear this, jump on board. Why wouldn't you want to?
For sure. And I mean, really, some of the businesses were offering prefix menus, but some were doing the specials that they already had for that week. So it really, it's just our awareness, bringing foot traffic in, giving people a taste of what they have to offer. We, again, advertise this all across the Lehigh Valley. We made sure strategically we were not competing with any other restaurants weeks going on. So again, driving people there so much that we did a survey to the businesses that participated and people on social media saying, do you want it to happen again? And everybody hands down said, yes, now do a winter one. So for 2021, we're thinking about doing a winter one too as well, twice a year, because strategically we're doing it at times where maybe it's a little less busy for businesses. So right after Labor Day weekend, we had a great partnership with the school district, and they, yes, blasted it out to the kids and the parents, and again, encourage people to support local.
There's so much to do here. And if you're from the neighboring area and want to help contribute to the entire Lehigh Valley community, stop on by, bring the family out, have dinner, have a beverage, and maybe you could go there on the day of the Christmas parade.
Yes.
When is that?
We went in front of Borough Council. Vigilance Hose Fire Company, the Nazareth Borough Fire Company, reached out to us because they love partnerships, and I'll get into the partnership we just had with them. But they said, hey, why don't we partner up and do a holiday parade in partnership with your Christmas in Nazareth? Kind of like the Macy's Parade, but at a smaller local level. Maybe one day we'll grow to that. Who knows? So we're talking about either having the holiday parade prior to Christmas in Naz before 12 o'clock and delivering Santa to his location where you can get pictures, or afterwards. So there will be a parade, a partnership. We just don't know if it's before or after. But again, the power of partnerships, that just keeping people with us for a longer part of the day and really showcasing the community.
As I listen to both of you speak, it seems really interesting to hear you say Christmas in Nazareth. Where else?
Yeah, Bethlehem got a little bit of a lead on us,
yeah,
with the whole Christmas City thing.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm really thinking Nazareth. You know, when you come around town and you see the venues and you see all the exciting things there are to do, and again, all free. I really think once people are aware, things would be like Restaurant Week. People just aren't aware of the, mm-hmm, things that happen. Unfortunately, you know, for quite a number of years, Nazareth was just getting bad press. And lately, it seemed to go really just the opposite. Every time you turn around, there's another good story. There's another feature about what we're doing. So I'm very happy to see that that's the direction we've been moving so well.
I think Woody Allen said half of success is showing up. Fall Fest.
So this was just a couple weeks ago. I just mentioned Power of Partnerships. Well, that was our first partnership with Vigilance Hose Company Number 1, the fire company. Nazareth has such a well-known Halloween parade, and we strategically partnered up with them for our first ever Fall Festival. Basically, the parade, about an hour and a half, tons of people come out, but right after the parade, it dumps them off right to South Main Street, basically. And that's where we shut down South Main Street down. We had over 30-plus vendors. We have live music, children's activities, all local food vendors. So again, Mad J's, Nazo Nuts, a lot of our local businesses participated. It was unbelievable. So the parade's over, and I just remember at one point standing in the middle of the street and just seeing people pour down. I mean, we had 2,000 to 3,000 people for our first year. Vendors were selling out. Borough Council said last night at Borough meeting that this was a great partnership and they're looking forward to what we do next year too as well. So again, a partnership, very strategic, keeping people longer. It was just so great to see all our hard work pay off, and people, our businesses even, were so happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably maybe about an hour and a half into the event, and most of the food vendors were going back to their restaurants to get more food.
Mike, you own a sign company, not in Nazareth, but how does a non-retail business get involved in one of these partnerships? When I say non-retail, I mean, you know, not a storefront necessarily.
Well, that's a good question. And I really think, you know, when you talk about the size of the Lehigh Valley Chamber overall, there's opportunities for any type of business to be successful and to participate with the chamber in ways that help your business. Through Fast Signs of Easton, we've done a lot of work with promoting our signage services. We're very fortunate that a lot of the schools in the area choose us for doing not just their school photos, but through Fast Signs, we also do a lot of the work around their facilities, be it positive behavioral reinforcement, or in the case of Nazareth, we put in their digital scoreboard that's, you know, the giant jumbotron that's the talk of the valley for a setting. So really, whatever your particular product is, there's going to be a market you need to be exposed to, and it may not necessarily be every one of these events. You know, obviously Restaurant Week was not something we participated in directly, but what I find as a business owner is there's always opportunities for me to enhance and grow my business through my partnership with the chamber. You know, each industry has its own specific trade shows or trade publications or whatever the case is, but they're not local. You know, they don't help you connect with people who are your neighbors and people who are peers in the area. And, you know, as we talked briefly about earlier, any business is challenged anymore. Technology is disrupting, you know, most every industry. So how are you adapting to the disruption? How are you continuing to be relevant? And really what I find is the chamber, everything from the I'll call it the simple mixer, you know, if you go into that with a few questions ready ahead of time, you'll find people who can give you some insights, even from their industry, how they've adapted and stayed successful, to coming up. We have the big annual meeting coming up soon, which is, you know, the largest event for the chamber overall. But certainly it's the type of thing where, you know, whether you're a business owner or you're in business for a company itself, find who the right person is and get them signed up and get them. You talked about, you know, half of success is just showing up. Mm-hmm. Just show up at some of the chamber events. Make some connections. Make some partnerships.
I think what you're saying is if you're a business that caters to business or sells into business, the value of one B2B connection in one of these events could be significant for your business.
It's the connections, and it's also just even the information and the insights. I mean, I think you can be a B2C company and still really benefit from being a member of the chamber, because whether you're selling to a business or to consumers, most people are both. You know, they work at a company and they're also a consumer. And, you know, B2C is also incredibly challenged just with, as we talked about briefly, you know, the internet disrupting all types of shopping patterns.
Yeah.
So I would really say whatever the nature of your business is, becoming a member of the chamber will be beneficial.
Which kind of moves us into conversations, maybe? You have some community conversations coming up.
It's our new initiative. It's called the Nazareth Small Business and Community Roundtable Discussion. So we had one about 2 weeks ago. It was our first ever, and we had all four local police chiefs come in. And it was very important for us because, again, we talk about the internet. Everybody can be complaining on the internet about maybe if it's parking, maybe it's, you know, this person's not business friendly or whatever it is. But we wanted to be proactive instead instead of reactive. So we got the police chiefs together, and if you have concerns, be a part of the conversation, be a part of the solution. So we have two more coming up, one in January with the fire chiefs, and then one in May with our borough and township managers. So again, being a part of the conversation is very important. We want to educate people, we want to inform people, but we also want to be a part of something much larger.
Again, where do these occur?
They happen at the Nazareth Library, 6 to 7:30, and they can go to our Facebook page or obviously the Lehigh Valley Chamber's calendar, and all those dates will be there.
So why would a local business person or maybe a member of the community more specifically want to go?
To the insight, being educated, but if they have questions or concerns. So at their first one, we had definitely a mix of both business owners, employees, but also community members. So we as the business community were trying to make sure that they had answers to their questions. So maybe it was parking, maybe it was landlord issues, maybe it was issues with safety in the community that came up too as well. Do we have problems? We don't hear this stuff. So all those police chiefs, they answered those questions. So it was really great to have them a part of a much bigger conversation. And there were some action items actually from that event that the police chiefs would say, we'll get back to you or be a part of it, or why don't you come and let's sit and talk about it.
Once again, what date?
The next one is January 27th and May 18th.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Anything you'd like to add?
I just appreciate the opportunity to be in and connect with your listeners, Greg. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We want to make sure that we get some listeners out to Nazareth.
Come and join us. Follow us on Facebook. Great things happening. And if you want to see something in the Nazareth community, reach out to us. Be a part of our committee. We want to make sure that we are meeting your needs and obviously support local during the holidays.
This is Greg Caponia, and my guests have been Jessica O'Donnell and Michael Woodland, co-owner of Dan's Camera City and Fast Signs of Easton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, I'm Greg Caponia, and you have been listening to On Every Main Street.